No, it didn't have no blades on it. It's just a flat skinny. What you're talking about is cook box.
Uh-huh.
Now, they got the lights. We used to have them here, but the coal come in the bottom of the box.
Now, was that something you could bake bread in?
Yeah. We've got one of them in here. I don't know what they called that, but...
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of names for it. That's what I'm really interested in.
Now, we've got an old hoe cake back there, and they used to sit back on the farm. They made up a farm that they sat back in there, and they fried bread on.
That have a lid for it?
No, this didn't have no lid for it. It's just plain like skillet thing, but they called it a hoe cake back.
Uh-huh. For making cornbread, though, that might have a lid on it to put over the top.
What was them called, Ma? Oven.
Oven, huh? Okay. You mentioned, what would you call something like that over there that you might put cut flowers in?
They were called flour things.
Yeah. And then the things you eat with, the three...
Forks and spoons and knives.
Yeah, and just one nut thing you cut with, just a
knife.
Yeah, and then now I was talking about walking. How far would you suppose that Rankin community is from here?
Oh, it's 17 miles. 10 miles from here in Newport. I guess it's about 20 miles down here.
About 10 miles the other side of Newport.
Yeah.
We
had to carry it from the spring. We put the pit kit on the heat. It's no boil. It's just putting boiling water on top of the wood stove. We used to have wood cook stove that we had to keep wood in it.
Now, that was
we didn't carry any thick stove wood.
Uh-huh. Now, when you put the boiling water in, did you use soap then?
Yeah, but we made our own soap. We used lye soap. We made our own soap.
How did you make that?
You put it in one of our big orange kettles, I was telling you about. Uh-huh. Got you some grease, old meat, and cooked it, poured you some maybe ashes in it. I made it with ashes and lye. Back then, lye wasn't planned for
it. Uh-huh. You made me?
I made mini kettles,
I see. And then, how did you, when you were washing the dishes, to get the, if you're going to get the dish, the soap off, you...
I always stack them up in another dish pan and pour the hot boiling water over.
And what did you call that when you were doing that?
Scalding the dish is what we call scalding the dish.
Did you ever use the rinse in the tub?
No.
Never. Never called it rinsing the dish?
No, we just called it scalding the dish.
Okay. And then what did you use to get the food off, the piece of cloth or rag you might use?
We used our hand. That was a dish rag.
Yeah.
But to clean them out, I just take my hand and rake them out most of the time to get the food out of it.
And then to dry the dish, you use
We had a drying pan that we dried the dish with.
And how about something that you might use on your face, a piece of cloth and rag?
That was called a wash rag.
And then would you dry your face with?
A hand towel. That's what you call a hand.
Now, when you have running water, the water the thing comes out there.
To a drain pipe.
And the thing you turn?
Yeah, speeches. That's what they call speeches.
And if you had one on the side of a house, for a hose, would that be called the same thing?
Yeah, that would be called the same thing.
And how about on a barrel?
That was called a faucet.
Okay. And then... did you have any of those on your farm? Those big containers?
Yeah, we used to have them for water barrels. That's what we called our water barrels that we hauled the water to the field in.
I see. And what did you call those things that you